Let me see you get loose. It's going down for real.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Getting ready to be with you for the next 2 hours here, talking a lot of stuff around the National Football League, certainly as it relates to our Cleveland Football Browns. We're going to talk Senior Bowl. Senior staff writer Andrew Gribble will join us from Mobile, Alabama, around 2 o'clock to talk about that. We will also check in with Gerard Cherry for 3 questions with Gerard. So that is something we will hit later in the show. We also have After Further Review. So a lot to get to today. Also, we want to talk, you know, about the latest news here on the Browns offensive coordinator search. That is that Mike Martz has been, and his name, they said the Browns interviewed him this week down in Mobile. His name has been thrown into the hat. Martz, last a coordinator in 2011 with the Chicago Bears, of course, was the architect of the greatest show on turf back in the day with the St. Louis Rams. So how would you feel about Mike Martz and that offense, that style, being the offensive coordinator? That's our Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day. Also, another hot topic is, what is the deal with the Pro Bowl? What do you think about the Pro Bowl? Andy Dalton's a Pro Bowler now? Give me a break. What is going on there with the Pro Bowl rosters? And do you think this game is even worth having? Is the game even worth playing? What do you guys think about what's going on right now with the Pro Bowl again, as we've now seen replacements come in and out? So when you look at guys who have now been added right now, replacements. Let's think about all the replacements to the Pro Bowl. At quarterback, Drew Brees has replaced Roethlisberger. Stafford's replaced Peyton Manning. Matt Ryan's replaced Brady. And Andy Dalton has now replaced Aaron Rodgers.
It's terrible.
At running back, Alfred Morris has replaced LeSean McCoy. Justin Forsett has replaced Arian Foster. Mark Ingram has replaced Marshawn Lynch.
Terrible.
At wide receiver, Odell Beckham Jr. probably earned it, has replaced Calvin Johnson.
Eh.
Emmanuel Sanders has replaced Julio Jones.
Eh.
Golden Tate replaces Jeremy Maclin, who had replaced Demaryius Thomas.
Eh.
Randall Cobb replaces Dez Bryant.
Eh.
So when you look at this, though, I mean, you talk about Calvin, Julio, Dez, and Demaryius Thomas, maybe the 4 best receivers in the game. Not a single one of them is going to be in the Pro Bowl. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, none of them will be in the Pro Bowl this year. So Marshawn Lynch, LeSean McCoy, Aaron Foster, great seasons, they are out. Rob Gronkowski in the Super Bowl, so he's out. Julius Thomas out due to injury. You got Richard Sherman and Revis both in the Super Bowl, so they are out. But a lot of injury replacements here, especially at the quarterback position, the running back position, wide receiver position. It just begs the question, you know, what are we doing here? You start off with 6 quarterbacks named to the Pro Bowl. 4 of them are not participating.
Yeah, the biggest thing to me is the fact that, like, what is this game anymore? You know, it's not the best of the best anymore. And I know, having, you know, been a part of locker rooms and hearing those conversations, been a part of obviously 8 Pro Bowl votings sessions, as you vote in your counterparts into the Pro Bowl, those deserving. So the players want to go. I don't know anymore if it's so unique that it's not, you know, in Hawaii as consistently as it used to, because these players used to always say, kind of similar to going to London, going across the pond, it was, you know, go across the water. How many times have I been across the water? It's the way players talk about it. So it was an honor, and it's the way, it's the litmus test in some cases for the greats of the NFL, as we know here with Joe Thomas and now Joe Hayden, the defensive Joe Thomas, as I called him yesterday. Joe Thomas can't, you know, has really never been a part of a winning season here in Cleveland, but he's the best of the best at his position. And when we say Joe Thomas, what do we say? 8-time Pro Bowler. So it means something to some, but I just think at this point, the more competitive teams, you know, that make the Super Bowl or play deep into the playoffs are, and in some cases, their best players have lost interest, in some cases because of disappointment. As we see with Aaron Rodgers, it's probably a combination of both his calf and the disappointment of losing the game the way they did. And then you got to figure, for us this year, ironically, both number one seeds hold suit. They, along with maybe the Dallas Cowboys, I'm sure probably shared the most Pro Bowlers. And I think Both Seattle and New England had five representations, you know, in the Pro Bowl. So you're losing 10 players that deserve to be there, and they all have to be replaced. So for me, it's now watered down. When you look at the best of the best playing in this football game, we are now getting into, you know, the middle third of every position as we look at who plays in this football game. I mean, you can't say Andy Dalton. Is Andy Dalton a top 16 quarterback in the National Football League? But now he's one of four playing in this football game. And to me, I know the NFL sells it with the players want to go, which is true. They, of course, sell it with the TV deal and marketing money.
How does Andy Dalton get in over like Phil Rivers?
Phil Rivers may have declined. That I don't know. But
Theodore Bridgewater.
That's tough, you know. But that all being said, is they sell it with money. But for me, I have no interest in the Pro Bowl at all. As I said yesterday, you know, I don't have a lot of interest in the Super Bowl because of the two teams taking part. I'm over the Seattle tough guy role, and to me, the New England Patriots are great, but they're watered down because they've been so good so often.
Let me ask you a question. As a player, how seriously did you take the voting process, and how up are you or able to be up on how other people are playing around the league? Is it a lot of reputation?
I'll say 50% reputation, and then 50% is on who you know and who you play against. And one thing you have to take for granted is the fact that we did the old voting, so we only voted for the AFC. Now it's like it's like one squad, and then they split the squad. However, the two coaches,
right,
as captains, choose their teams. But when we're in the AFC, you of course you gave onus to the teams that you played against most frequently, and what would happen is your NFLPA rep would stand up in front of the room. I think ours was Nick Hardwick, who's longtime center of the Chargers.
Yep.
And I think Randall Godfrey, we'll say 1 year, was a longtime Cowboy, Titan, and then ended up in San Diego at the end of his career. They were our player reps, and they just stand up and they just go position by position, And what we would do to expedite the process too is, for me as a defensive linebacker, I wouldn't vote for wide receivers. So the DBs would get put their heads together and go, who are the tight ends and wide receivers that we feel are best and need to get in to get our vote? And we'd put a check mark next to them or write down the names that we want. And then someone from the PR staff would, of course, write that list down from the whiteboard. But D-line would vote on, guard, center, tackles, and linebackers would have some input in that. We'd vote for fullbacks and running backs and maybe have an input in tight ends,
sure,
and offensive line as well, because that's who you play against and who you have respect for. But in some cases, when you don't play guys against guys in the season, that's where reputation comes in. So if a guy like Hutchinson from Minnesota, one of the greatest guards, of my era that I played, we might not have played the Vikings or Seahawks, but dang well he's the best at what he does, so you would vote him in and get one of our votes.
But nobody's like watching tape to really.
No, God no, God no.
Okay.
And as if you recall, even walking downstairs as the that Monday or whatever it was that the players were here to vote from the Cleveland Browns, it's like the players want to get in and out of that meeting as fast as possible, because it's like you're on their time to do that, and it's essentially PR's time, but they have to do it. But they have something bigger and better to do, whether it be get back into their team meetings or get out of this building. So it's as fast as possible, and you want to spend no more than 10 or 15 minutes on it.
Yeah, it really is incredible to me how this is all going down, because, some guys will have Pro Bowl incentives in their contracts.
Yeah.
So the guys who made it, and then now all the replacements are going to get those credits for their contract. The fact that Andy Dalton's a Pro Bowl, to me, says everything you need to know about the Pro Bowl. That it's become a joke, and I think I don't know what the right answer is. I think that maybe in football you just acknowledge it, because the opportunity to get injured in a Pro Bowl is great. I think it football is just a violent sport as it is. You don't need anybody getting hurt in an exhibition. It's not like the NBA where it's becomes like an offensive showcase. The Pro Bowl in football, I think, is just a tough game to have, period.
It is. And the one thing that I know that the players appreciate is that free trip for them and their family to go over to Hawaii.
And they're not happy that it's in Arizona. From the two few people I've talked to, they're not happy.
About that. It means very little to them to go to Arizona. Just go to another U.S. city, where Hawaii is so unique and different from the continental U.S., which makes it very special. So that free trip means a lot. But what I would do is maybe not play the game, but create some type of expo for them, where you get all those players can come enjoy Hawaii, a free paid vacation, and then there's like an autograph session or a symposium of some sort for all those players to be in one place at one time, so that that can bring the fans, come almost like an NFL experience, you know, in some cases, just to create value for all those guys, you know, from this 2014 season in one place at one time. And then Aaron Rodgers could fly with a, you know, with a bum calf to enjoy some R&R,
sure,
sign some autographs, you know, do some interviews, take some pictures, and then, you know, he's got a Hawaiian vacation and that Pro Bowl notch on his belt to his credit.
Absolutely, no question about it. And it's something that I know just the guys, Hawaii's great. It's like
it
a family
is
vacation.
It'd
be great to go to Hawaii. And yeah, the weather in Arizona might not necessarily be good as it will be certainly out there in Hawaii. So guys, an interesting thing. I think it's more of an honor than it is a game. And I think the game itself is dangerous. I don't know. I'd like to watch like a quarterback skills challenge where they had the guys like throw
the
ball.
That was the best.
I remember
the NFL experience. Those were the best. I would tune in with the chalk on the tip of the ball.
Yeah.
That was the greatest.
I thought that was cool. And they used to have kicking ones where they'd have to like kick it almost from even with the and bend it so it would come back and bend it.
And the running back gauntlets like through you know through the tires, you know, through the gauntlet where they had to carry the ball. You know, the receivers had to get into the windows and catch it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, where it's more about the fan experience, where there's no risk of injury.
Right.
And it's something for the enjoyers, the players to take part in. You know, maybe they go visit, some foundation or, you know, some young kids there to get, you know, to be very public in their stance and who they are as publicity figures to benefit the NFL and themselves and their brand.
They got to do something with it. I think they've got to do something with it. I don't know what the right answer is for the NFL. What do you guys think? 216-578-0850 that they should do with the Pro Bowl. And now with all these guys bowing out, I mean, is it even worth having? Does being a Pro Bowler even mean anything anymore? That's the real.
No.
Mean, does it even mean anything?
Free trip and some Nike stuff is about all it is.
So you think about the full Pro Bowl roster. If you count every position, there have been 4 quarterback replacements, 3 running backs, 4 receivers. That's 11, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 total replacements
out
already
of how
on
many?
This year's Pro Bowl. 24 out of whatever the
60
full roster
probably?
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, so a third, over a third of the players. It's tough, and it's a hard sell. And what's funny to me is that I think also too, what's kind of diminished the Pro Bowl is that the NFL can't make a decision on where it's going to be. So it's bouncing from Hawaii back to the U.S., then back over, you know, and so on and so forth. So they are as clueless as a lot of us are as to in regards to what the Pro Bowl actually is and what it means.
Yeah, what's the NFL going to do with that? We got to get that figured out. Call us 216-578-0850. We will talk about the Pro Bowl. Now, the kid tells me, just chimed in on text, that the ratings for the Pro Bowl are actually still good. That just shows how hungry people are for football.
It is.
That just says that football is a machine. I'd almost rather have it be after the Super Bowl so that the players in the Super Bowl could be in the Pro Bowl if they were so inclined.
Yeah.
I don't know if you'd want to be, though.
I don't think they would want to, because you figure – again, that same disappointment I talked about with Aaron Rodgers, you just, in some cases, you know, Sherman and Wilson and the guys that are getting voted are going back to a Super Bowl. But
right.
If you've never been to a Super Bowl before and you lose, the last thing that you want to do is go, strap up the pads again. You want a free vacation, but you definitely don't want to go play the game of football. And, of course, if you've won the Super Bowl, you want to, and that, you know, you got to figure the parade and everything that comes with being back in your home city and celebrating with your fans will interrupt that week vacation
true.
In Hawaii.
That's true. Yeah, it's a strange concept because it's a sport that is so violent by nature. In the locker room, when you guys would find out, you know, who from your team made the Pro Bowl, were people like, hey, yeah, congratulations, et cetera, et cetera?
Of course.
Yeah
absolutely. And in some cases, you know, every team that I've been a part of, the first-time ones, the guys that never have been before, those are the guys that it's a big deal for. But the guys that have gone before, you just kind of, you know, you might just say, you know, congrats, and it's for them, it's just like, oh, thanks. You know, it's like, hey, I like your haircut. You know, it means nothing to them because they've been before.
Because they've been there and they have done that. Let's go to the phones real quickly. We've got Len on his cell talking about the Pro Bowl. What's up, Len?
Hey, I was thinking about the game just like you guys are. But what about something like the old Superstar show that used to be on ABC?
Uh-huh.
The guy, they pick a team captain, you know, from each side, the AFC, the NFC. And it's more of a fan experience, and the players participate in fun stuff, but it'd be fun to watch. You know, you might have a softball game between the guys, little golf, play some basketball, obstacle course. And so it'd be a fan experience. The guys would be out of their element. It'd be mostly fun, but they'd still get the honor of being in the All-Pro game.
Yeah, I think that it's something like that could be good. Gary and Canfield checking in on Twitter saying they should do Pro Bowl like Jock Jams basketball, hotspots, points for celebration, creativity, et cetera. Chase in Dallas saying a skills challenge, which we talked about. I'd love to see that. I'd like to see the quarterbacks just to see how good they are.
Yeah.
Like, because I know they're so good, but when they're in a perfect environment, just see what they can do. You know, receivers, they should all try like crazy one-handed catches.
Like the old Reebok
machine.
Commercials. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It'd be great.
It would be fun. So anyway, Pro Bowl thoughts, let us know, 216-578-0850 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Also, again, Mike Martz has been a guy named, thrown in the hat. The Browns have interviewed for their offensive coordinator position. What do you think about that? Orchestrated some pretty good offenses back in the day. Leaves his quarterback pretty exposed, though, to a lot of hits. Could Johnny Manziel survive in that? We also know Mike Martz, very tough on his quarterbacks. Is that the kind of tough love that Johnny Football would need? Let us know, 216-578-0850.